Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Age With Marks. As with every Friday, we're here to chat about this week's 4th of GH. And as always, I've got my lovely and talented co-host, Emily, with me. But before we get into this, there's a bit of business we have to take care of first. It's somebody's 8-month anniversary on the show.
It is indeed.
It's somebody's 8-month anniversary on the show, isn't it?
I wonder who that could possibly be. I don't know.
Exactly.
Yes, guys, that's right. It's been 8 months since you've been putting up with me.
Eight months,
there's something poetic to say, but really there's not. So.
Exactly. You know, I can't believe I put up with you this long.
Right? I can't believe you put up with me this long either.
I can't put up with you this
Seriously.
Long.
Seriously. He puts up with so
but
much
honestly, there's nobody I'd rather be doing this with, honestly, you know.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, it's pretty fun. You're not bad.
Hey, now.
That was so cold. Like, it was fun. Hey,
now.
Then it came out. Guys, it's been so much fun. I love this show. But, you know, and okay, recapping real quick. He said as it is every Friday. I would just like to let you know that that's not true. These are sporadic. As in, like, if I don't feel like doing it, I'm like, hey, Cody, we're not going to do this today.
Exactly.
I almost said that tonight. But then I was like, no, because we're excited about this week's show. I almost was like, I want to take a nap. I'm going to tell Cody, let's not do this. But I was like, no, because we've been talking about the show all week, and it's 8 months, and I was like, and we should probably do a show. But
exactly.
I was really feeling a nap, so just in case.
But anyway, you can take a nap in about 45 minutes.
That's true. I'm looking forward to it.
Anyway, enough of the sappiness. Let's get on to the recap.
Okay, wait, before we recap. Prime performer, you go first, quickly. And you don't
yes,
have to pick five, performer. Narrow it down to three.
Yes, prime performer. Chad Dole.
There's no
Roger Howarth and Laura Wright.
Okay, my turn. I'm only going to pick one, and I have, you know, okay. So, Laura Wright, and then honorable mentions to Kathleen Gaddy's French Braid, because it performed pretty well.
It performed pretty well.
Also,
okay.
Like, can we take a moment for Laura Wright's Carly's wedding dress? Because it did a great job this week, too.
It did a great job this week.
It did. That was a great dress. And then they had to give them crap on the wedding. Like, it sucks. She looked great. And then they're like, okay, let's cry and get dirty in this dress. And I was like, you're going to ruin
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I want that wedding dress, guys. Don't ruin the dress.
But seriously, though, I will say this. Chad Dole is doing Emmy-worthy stuff this week.
He is, but he makes me mad. Like, I don't even want to talk about Michael Corinthos because he just makes me mad. Do you watch the new Channel 4 news, like
Mm-mm.
Nashville?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my
Mm-mm.
gosh. One of the guys on Channel 4 Nashville, guys, looks just like Chad Dole. It's so scary. I was watching the news really early one morning, and I was, like, half asleep, and I was like, why is Michael Corinthos doing the news? And I was like, that's not Michael Corinthos. But seriously, if you watch News 4 Nashville, he looks just like Chad Dole on there. I kid you not. It's for real.
Oh, and speaking of TV, you have something else coming up, don't you? Speaking of TV.
We will talk about it at the end of the show. Don't spoil it all in the first 10 minutes.
Okay. never mind, man.
Later. Okay, recap.
Yes, recap.
All right. So, basically, if you didn't watch this week, you missed a ton. It all
yes, you did.
Franco took Nina to Beecher's Corners. Holla at Beecher's Corners. I want a Beecher's Corners vacation t-shirt. But anyway, took her to Beecher's Corners with the baby. Nina's in the hospital. Everybody's locked up. Like, Duke, Robert, not Robert. Why did I say that? I was thinking Robin, Madsen, Heather.
Yeah. Heather.
Carly and Sonny in adjoining cells. Like, haven't we waited for this day? And who else? I feel like everybody's locked up. Scott Baldwin is being his usual self, which I don't appreciate because I don't like him. We got Alexis refusing to be Sonny's lawyer because she fired her, which I think is pretty lame because she needs to just suck it up. And Michael slept with Rosalie, so that happened. See, that... Do you guys know that? I can't even... It's been a crazy 5 days, so... Yeah?
Yes, it has. No.
Do they have a caller? We just have a caller.
Before we go any further, since it's been confirmed, I do want to say this. Mark Anthony Samuel has dropped to recurring status with the show.
And the show frankly, have Kelly Sebaugh? Right? Has that been confirmed? I don't know.
Has that been confirmed? I have
saying,
no idea.
People are saying she's leaving, but that hasn't been confirmed, but I think the recurring thing has been.
The thing about
her leaving has not been confirmed because nobody said anything, and I don't really buy it, but... The recurring thing is true, but if she was dropped to recurring, that means she signed the contract again as recurring, which means she's not leaving. Because everybody's like, well, her contract's up and she dropped to recurring. If she dropped to recurring, she
recurring means she did not sign a contract. That's what
Oh, yeah, they're not recurring. On contract. They're just on. Yeah, because Denise Alexander's on recurring.
Yes.
Even though Leslie's only on, like, once every 5 or 6 months, she still works.
Right, exactly. But, yeah.
Yeah.
But, Mark has been confirmed on recurring. Kelly.
We're not sure about Kelly. So
I'm still not sure about Kelly.
We don't
put the details yet on Kelly, but I just wanted to pass that along.
Well, can we take a moment? Did anybody see Vanessa Antoine's Instagram today? Because she posted a picture of Frank Valentini and Kelly and Val was photobombing a picture of them was photobombing her. And I was like, it's Valley.
Exactly.
And then. No, because I saw her picture on Instagram, and then I took a screenshot because I was going to tweet it, and I was going to be like, look who's photobombing Frank and Vanessa, and then I never did.
You never did?
I never tweeted it because I wanted to take a nap instead, and then I was like, crap, it's 3:45, I can't have a nap because I'm going to want a nap more than an hour and 15 minutes.
Yep.
So, yeah, I thought I had a nap. I'm a little bitter, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
So,
I like to nap. I'm really lazy. No, it's been such a long week. It's so cold here, guys.
It is cold, isn't it?
It's colder in Nashville today than it is in Anchorage, Alaska today. I don't want to hear about your struggle because it's 20 here. And it is 28 in Anchorage, Alaska today. I am very upset.
Wow. I did not know that.
Isn't that lame? I think that's lame. Like, why?
That's sad is what that is.
It is sad.
That's sad is what that is.
Throw back to those days when we had 4 seasons.
Seriously.
Because I don't remember the last time we actually had 4 seasons. We went from
what happened to spring and fall, you know?
20. Yeah, we went from 70 to 20. The only thing fall is good for is making it look good outside. But fall is winter. Winter starts in October here, guys. Actually, that's not true. Because I still wore flip-flops in October. I went on vacation for fall break. Mid-October and wore sandals, guys.
Wow.
So, and I went to Alabama. Like, I didn't even go that far. So, we
exactly.
don't have seasons. It goes from hot to what just happened outside, real quick.
It goes from hot to, where in the world does fall go?
Yeah, it goes from hot to, like, what just happened in here.
Exactly.
Like, that's what happened in this time of year.
That's just...
Guys, it smells so good in my house. My mom bought some of those pine cones that smell like Christmas.
That's just southern weather for you, you know?
Yes, my mother bought some of those cinnamon pine cones. They smell so good. And she's making a roast. It smells great in this house. It smells like the holidays. Okay, guys, you can all come over and smell my house. Just kidding. Don't show my house. Okay, recapping, I feel like there's not much to say. It kind of just, like, batshit crazy this week, so.
Exactly.
Like, there's really not much to say. Like, so much happened, but there's nothing you can say about it because, like, it just went crazy.
There's so much happened, you just can't fit it in 20 minutes.
There's just so much. Like, I mean, we said most of the stuff that happened, but, like, I don't even know where to begin on how I feel about all this craziness.
Right.
We shall see. I don't really know. Oh, but in today's episode, Wait, did Carly tell Sunny she loved him today? Because that was in the preview, I think.
Yeah,
it was in the preview, and I was like, I'm not going to watch today's episode until after the show. And then I was like, I watched the preview, and I was like, she said she loves him. We have to watch now. I got 15 minutes in, and I didn't get to that part yet. I love them so much. Like, this calls for a video.
Yep.
Who doesn't love Carly and Sunny?
Exactly.
Don't, actually. That's rhetorical for anyone.
I have the perfect song for you for that one.
What?
A Troublemaker by Ollie Merge and Flo Rida.
I was going to video just her to that song, like Carly, just do a Carly video.
Right.
And then I started it and I got bored of it, but I might finish. But I want to vid them to Wrecking Ball.
Nah.
Because it fits. We'll see
yeah, it
kind of
does.
That'll be what I do with my weekend, anyone, everyone who is concerned. That's what I'll be doing.
And my weekend will consist of studying.
Why? Oh, for the interview? Yeah, I don't study. Guys, I have enough studying to do for school. I wing it.
Right.
I do. I'll just admit it.
You just wing it. I understand.
We have a show Monday and Tuesday this week. That's a lot.
But not Tuesday.
Not Tuesday? Okay, good.
But that has not been confirmed yet. Tuesday's not been confirmed yet.
Okay, got you. Yeah, okay. Hopefully I'm out of school on Monday. And if I'm out of school, I'm going to work on Monday morning, which is nice. It's extra money.
Right.
But I might stay home anyways and just skip school, because that's frequent. Guys, I'm going to have my wisdom teeth out. I'm really worried.
Ouch.
I'm really scared. Guys, I feel like I'm talking to, like, America. I have never had even a cavity. I've never had dental work done. I have perfect teeth. I've never had a cavity. I've never had braces. I've never had anything done to my teeth except for them being cleaned. And now I have to go get my wisdom teeth taken out. I'm not thrilled.
I'm fortunate enough to still have all my teeth, so I'm good.
Well, here's the thing. There's not room for them in my mouth, so...
There was room for mine, thank God.
Well, see, a lot of people keep them, but, like, you don't have to. Like, you don't need them for anything.
Right, they're not.
Like,
they're useless, basically.
So, yeah, mine are impacted, so I can't keep them unless I'm in pain. Because I'm already in pain. So unless I'm going to be in constant pain for the rest of my life, I got to get rid of them. Because they're impacted. If anybody doesn't know what that means, Google it, because I'm not explaining it. It's pretty kind of gross.
Oh, I know what it means. It's interesting.
Yeah, your teeth basically don't grow in. They are under the skin and they can't get through because your bones don't work that way. I don't know really how to explain it, but
it's kind of gross. But
I'm not digging it. I'm not into this. So I'm kind of pissed, but whatever. I knew this was going to happen.
I understand that.
It told me a year ago they were impacted, and when they started bothering me, I had to have surgery. So, you know, today's finally come. That's going to really piss me off. Like, I'm already enough of a pain every day. I don't need to be on drugs. Just saying. That'd be one hell of a show, wouldn't it?
No comment.
Okay, guys. Since we don't really have... I mean, we have GH to talk about, but, like, I don't really know. It just went crazy, so... My announcement, I guess we could do that.
Wait.
No, I'm saving that. Y'all have to wait for the big
announcement. Is Rumorville up?
Yeah, hang on. Let me get to it. I got to get the stuff out of the computer chair. Hang on.
You know,
I got you.
I checked my go-to site, SoapCentral.com, and this poll
isn't
up yet. So.
I just read their Twitter. I don't read their,
I love Soap
their
Central.
Website. I don't like Kino Soaps either. Because I don't like their website. Hold on, Kristen Bird. I know she writes on that site, but she doesn't write the soap column, so I can insult her.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. I'm logging into my computer. Stay with me, children. Young Potterwands. Yeah. Hang with us, and we'll teach you
Hey, say this. There's snow Monday.
I know. Like.
I'm watching the weather right now, and there's...
Don't piss
it's only
me
20%
off today.
It's only a 20% chance, though, so.
It's actually supposed to be winter mix, which is snow mixed with ice, which gives me a better chance of getting out of school, so I'm okay with it.
Right, exactly. Right.
But I don't like snow. Like, it pisses me off. That's why I moved to Tennessee, because it's warmer here. No, I don't
I love
want
cold weather.
Internet. What the F? I'm going to say F, because I don't want to cuss. I mean, I don't mind. Exactly. I don't want everybody to hear me say that because it is on record. Nobody needs to know my life. Y'all don't know my life. Okay, it's loading. My teeth hurt. I'm not into this at all. This is annoying. Just in case you're wondering. Wow. Like, I know you still have all yours because you suck like that, but... Yeah, we won't be able to have shows for, like, 2 weeks when I get my wisdom teeth out.
Right.
Dang, about 70% capacity. Hang on. This thing wants me to... This thing's being a little wet. Yawch. The computer was like, staying above 70% of battery life for a long period of time is bad for the health. And the enable conservation mode. Like, why do you have to complain at me because I've charged you, laptop? They have not put anything on rumor bill since November 3rd. Get with it, GH Half.
Wow.
Get your head out of your ass.
Wow. While we're waiting.
I'll go to spoilers now. Because that was rumors. There's no rumors because they don't focus on, they don't do their jobs. Whatever.
While you're doing that, I wanted to say, from the week of November 24th to the week of January 6th, I save a show or two, we will officially be on hiatus.
Yes, we will. But Monday the 24th, we are going to have one last show just to, like, close everything out and, like, make our final announcements. We're having a little Christmas show, Christmas party on Tuesday the 23rd. So, yeah, you guys look out for that. But other than that, we're not doing shows in December because I have better things to do, like shopping. Just kidding. That's not true. Nothing's better than our show, but I do like to shop. This piece of crap. This website is so slow. I give up. Hang on.
Try again.
No, because GA Castings, if you've ever tried to go on there, they are so slow.
Mm-hmm.
No one feels my pain. Why is this open? I didn't ask for that thing to open. Oh, technology pisses me off.
Technology.
It's us. It's a pain in my butt. It's rude to me.
It's rude.
The internet is rude.
That's funny.
It's true. Spoilers, which I'm scrolling. This thing was like, sneak peek, will Michael suit Shani? And then in parentheses, the person that wrote the article wrote the thing was like, in my opinion, Emmy-worthy scene. Like, did we ask for your opinion? I hate when people just give their opinion. Like, if I ask you for your opinion, it's cool. But, like, if I don't, I don't need it.
Don't do it, exactly.
Like, I didn't ask. Wow, I'm so nice. But seriously, if I didn't ask, I don't need to know. You know what I really hate? Like, when somebody, like, doesn't... Okay, when I'm, like, venting to someone and they make it about themselves. Like, I didn't ask you. I don't recall asking. Like, okay, there's a girl of mine. Well, I'm not going to say which class because then you'll know who she is. But, well, then she'll know who I'm talking about if she listens to this. So, anyway, I'll be venting, doing my thing. And she'll make it about herself and start crying. Like, did I ask you?
Wow.
Like, I didn't ask about your problems right now. I don't really care. And there's another person who thinks she's, like, my best friend because she was, like, there for me during this, like, recent time of need. And so now she thinks she can just call me up when she needs to talk about her life. Like, no. The only reason you even have my phone number is because you called me that one time when I was upset. Like, this does not make you my best friend.
Exactly.
No. Okay, Betsy Franco, who is James Franco's real-life mother. You know, she played, she's been on it before.
Mm-hmm.
Making another appearance. Scenes with Delia, Kiki, Morgan, Dallas, and Ava. Can we just take a moment for the fact that she's going to have scenes with Delia?
Oh, well.
Thank you, moment. And it says it'll be several weeks before Ava's baby is down. Well, Halloween took 3 weeks, so whatever.
Exactly.
Constance Towers has been taping and won't be as isolated as she was in her most recent appearances. This time, she appears with a wide variety of characters. Brandon Barash began taping November 11th in scenes with Sunny. It's looking that Brandon Marash will return to DH for a while. Awesome.
I already knew that, but well, awesome.
I hope he runs in to Kirsten Storms. Maxie. Johnny should run in.
That'll be cute.
It'll be cute
if that happens. It'll be cute.
Throwback to those days before they ever hooked up and they were, like, running into each other on the show. That was cute, too.
Exactly.
There were no spoilers. Can I just beat my brains against the wall? No? Nothing new. Like, literally, nothing new. They put all the new stuff in white, and that's all it says. Like, I don't know who runs this website, and I don't know why you're not doing your job, but wow, that was me, too. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm really tired. Okay, let's do the poll. Weekdays with Murph poll. It's on G Academy. Who do we think will bring Fluke down?
I have no
That's
idea.
Okay, here's your options. Here's what the poll says. Julian, Patrick and Sam, Sunny, The Real Luke, Robin, Anna, Jerry, Ned, Tracy, Heather, a combination of those or someone else.
I read somewhere.
I hope Robert Scorpio. Like, I wish it would be Robert Scorpio. I miss him.
I read somewhere that Robin finds the Real Luke somewhere. So.
Well, we voted for Robin on here, and nobody else did. Robin has 186 votes. The Real Luke has 1,600 votes, so, yeah. Anyway. Okay, now we took our poll. Go team.
Yep.
Let's check the tweeter.
Yep.
Somebody call us. Jesus, this is getting brutal.
Please call us.
Like, we have GH, but, like, what do you want us to say about it? It was awesome.
Exactly.
Laura writes flawless. Like,
I have something to say.
Good
I have something
you.
To say.
Go for it. Go for it. Say it.
Let's get to your news.
What?
Let's
My
get
news?
To your news.
Okay,
yes,
guys. You want to hear some news? Well, just for you. If you don't want to hear it, that's your problem. Okay. Tomorrow night, me. I'm going to go sing at this place in Dixon, which is where I live, which is in Nashville, sort of. If you don't know where that is, I don't really care. Anyway, I'm singing there tomorrow night, and I'm going to be on TV. That's
exactly.
Cool. And nobody knows until just now, except for Cody, my parents. Now, y'all know.
And I couldn't be prouder of you.
Thank you. But I'm going to be on TV on public television, the Nashville station. I don't know what time. It'll be during the afternoon, like daytime TV. I will be on TV. I'm going to buy a video of it, so I'm going to have the DVD. But, yeah, so I'm doing that. So, holla.
Exactly.
If you're
exactly.
in the Nashville area, you should come out and hang with me mm-hmm. tomorrow night.
Yep, and a slight change to next week's schedule for our show. Next
All
week,
right.
we're not, as of now, next week, we're not having a Tuesday show.
Just Monday.
It will be Monday with the lovely and talented Miss Krista Earle. She is a independent singer-songwriter originally from Toronto, Canada. So,
that's
happening. Tune in for that. You know.
And the Friday after that, we'll have a show, probably. And then the Tuesday after that is then the Monday after that, starts the last show. So, our next three shows will be Monday, Friday, and then Monday. So, keep up
yep.
with it, guys.
Yep. I have to tell a little story here, real quick. I asked Krista for something having to do with the show. If she could send me over something, gets back to me and says, "Sure, whatever, you know." Within 10 minutes, I have the email. So, Krista's people are kind of awesome.
Yeah, they are. Also, shout out to, what was I going to say? Shoot. I don't know if she listens to our show, but to my friend Jillian, you're amazing, and I really appreciate you helping a sister out and playing bass for me. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I had to build a band. So, Jillian's going to play bass. so that's cool. Mm-hmm. So shout out to her for volunteering.
I could be a drummer.
Talking. You live in Memphis.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
I was going to ask you, but you live in Memphis, man.
That's true,
so
too.
Like, you'd have to drive for all the time. And I was like, I was going to ask her, you sound like Memphis. He lives in Memphis.
But anyway.
3 hours
whatever.
For me, guys.
Whatever.
It really sucks,
so.
Too, because I was going to... You're my first ask. I was going to ask you very, very first. And I was like, you live all the way in Memphis. You like, don't want to drive here all the time. That's a day trip.
It's a day trip. Well, anyway.
But when you visit me the next time, you can play with me. That'll work. We'll
done.
Do that. That'll make it better.
Done. That's done.
Holla. You need to visit me soon.
I don't actually live in Memphis. I live about 2 hours east of Memphis.
You live east of Memphis? Okay.
About 2 hours east of Memphis. Yes.
Yeah, I live west of Nashville, like half an hour west of Nashville, peeps.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hollering at you Nashville people. You know who you are. You've been on our show. We support you. So come out and support your homegirl.
Exactly.
Can't unless I'm not really your homegirl and you have something to tell me. So.
I'll be with you in spirit tomorrow, Am.
Awesome.
I'll be with you in spirit.
Yeah, guys, I just have to address something in general, which is a very weird topic, but we're going to just go there.
Just go there, okay.
There's some people who seem to think that we're like a couple. We're not a couple.
Yeah, not
but
happening.
He is significantly older than me, like 10 years
older, years.
Than me, first of all, and he's my best friend. And yes, we are adorable. Yes, we are, but we are not a couple.
Nope.
To all you people who tweet at us, tell us we're adorable and all this, just so you know, I'm 17. He's 28. 28? Are you 28?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that he had a birthday.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, guys, we're not a couple.
Not that many, y'all.
We're not planning on that either, so if anyone's shipping it, I'm sorry to crush your dream. Not a thing.
But it's just not happening.
Best friends, and yes, we're adorable. Yes, we are cute on Twitter, because that's how we roll.
That's
but
how we are, but... That's it.
We're not a couple. Just in case anyone's confused, because there's some of you that are very confused about this matter. And tweet at me. And, he's 30. So that's, yeah, guys, really? Get with
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
seriously, they don't, people don't know that I'm as young as I am, so that's not why I'm, you know.
Right.
No. We're adorable, but we're not a couple, guys. Now you all know.
I get that. Yep, exactly.
Everybody, like, just everybody get off it because it's not a thing.
It's not going to happen at all.
People that tweet at us, yeah, that's not happening, guys. Like, that's not going to be a thing. Like, no. But people tweet at me and are like, it's so cute. You're so adorable, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, stop. We're not a couple, guys. It's not how it is.
Yeah.
I appreciate the compliments, everyone. But
I love her like a sister, but no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, we love each other, but not like that. Like, people see us loving each other on Twitter and be like, oh, I love you. Or he said, here's what started it. The other day, he said, I couldn't be more effing proud of you. I love you so much. And somebody was like, oh, that's the cutest thing you could ever say. You guys are so adorable. And I was like, you know, right?
Really?
Like, I sent this person a message, and I was like, no.
No, it's not.
Because
uh-uh.
People seem to think this, like, fun story. No one's heard this story yet. Now they're hearing it. So the preacher at my church in Alabama, my grandparents' church, forgot his laptop, and he lives way far away in, like, Rainbow City. And we live right near the church. He was like, do you have the laptop? And I was like, hey, so can you bring it? And I said, yeah. So I bring my laptop. And he has it put up on the overhead, and it's on my home screen. And my home screen is me and Cody. And everybody's like, oh, is that your boyfriend? And I'm like, guys, no. And then they didn't know I had a radio show because people don't know that unless we're, like, tight. Mm-hmm. It's like my Hannah Montana Life thing. So
right.
They have this nosy family member who I dislike severely. I hate her so much. So she's like, see your boyfriend? I was like, no, he's my best friend, and we have our radio show, blah, blah, blah. I explained it to her. And then she's like, I'm like, plus he's 30. She's like, well, then he better not be your boyfriend. I'm like, business who I date anyway, but no. Like, I hate her so much already that it made me hate her more because she's like, well, then he better not be. Like, it's none of your damn business anyway. Like, no, like, that's how I feel about people.
That's funny.
I said that Like, I was like, no, it's not, like, first of all, no, we're not together. That's not what, no. But second of all, it's not your damn business anyway.
Exactly.
Because she was like, who is he? And I explained it to her. I was like, yeah, we're best friends. He does my show with me, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and by the way, he's 30. And she's like, well, then he better not be your boyfriend. Like, it wouldn't matter if he was, because it's still not your business.
Right.
Fun fact, it's not your business. It's okay.
It's
I have some
freaking
terrible
business.
Nosy things. Amen to that. I have some nosy things. Then my Aunt Catherine comes in, and she's like, oh, who is that? And I was like, don't start. Not you two.
Don't
you two, Andy. No, she was like, is that your best friend? I was like, why can't you all be more like Catherine and not jump to conclusions? I hate people so much. Somebody said she's missing our show. Karen,
yeah, I know. I saw that too.
Shout out to Karen for actually listening to our show.
Yeah, shout out to you, Karen. We love you, girl.
Anyway, so now we've cleared up because we do have a stalker on Twitter and a shipper.
And a shipper.
That's lovely, and it's sweet. No, guys.
But
we're not a couple.
It's not happening, no.
We're not going to be a couple.
No.
We're best friends, and that would be very strange considering the fact that, well, no, that he's 10 years older than me, and he's my best friend, and he's like my brother, and he knows way too much already.
Exactly.
So, you know, he knows way too much.
I know way too much on you.
No, because see, here's what happens, guys. If we ever have a fight, and we, like, for some reason aren't friends anymore, which would never happen because we don't fight. We've never had an argument. If that were to happen, Tony knows way too damn much. That would be the end.
I know way too much on you.
Like, I got to go. I was like, I would have to go put an end to him. He knows too much. Too much.
I've got ammo.
He knows too damn much.
I've got ammo.
But I just wanted everyone to know because we do have
it's
a shooter, and she's a stalker. And it's not how it is. And it's a very awkward conversation to be having right now, but I just
exactly,
want her to know,
but anyway,
our shows and she thinks we're a couple and we're not.
Right.
But I get that a lot. I really do. And I feel like I get that, but Cody doesn't because he's a guy, so nobody expects it. Like, nobody's like,
I don't get half the stuff you get, actually.
Yeah, I don't get the crazy stuff. Cody doesn't. But
I don't get half the stuff you get.
Because people don't ask questions, but I'm a girl, so they ask me questions. Like, it's still not your damn business, people. That's what I don't get. Why is it, like, people mind their own business when it comes to you, but when it comes to me, nobody minds their business. But no,
no
I get
idea.
The weird stuff, guys. I get the tweets from the stalker, and she stalks us, and she also thinks we're a couple, but that's why I had to clear that up for y'all. But that also includes everyone else on my Facebook who is misguided in the fact that, hey, Emily has a friend who's a boy. Like, what?
Shocker.
Right? Emily's best friend's a guy. What?
Shocker.
No. Twitter people are cooler than Facebook people, but just quit coming at me with the weird stuff, guys, because Cody doesn't get the weird stuff. I have to handle you weirdos. You freaks who, you know, don't believe friendship's a thing.
Exactly.
Anyways, so you all know.
And with that, I think...
Wait, no. We don't. We have 15 more minutes. You cannot stop me now. I'm on a roll.
I'm not stopping. I'm stopping at this part of the conversation.
Yeah, so that's stopping us because this conversation is just very weird, and we shouldn't have to have this conversation, but you freak shows on Twitter have to jump to conclusions about everything, and you can't mind your own business, and then you tweet at me about it. So now you all know, don't tweet at me anymore if that's what you have to say. And while it is a compliment that you guys think we are adorable, we already know.
It's
a conscious effort on our part, guys.
It's a moot point at this point, you know.
He knows too damn much. There's no way.
I know way too much on you.
He knows too much. Anyway, guys. I feel like this is a great time to address this, considering this is like 8 months tonight. And I feel like people think that when I said 8 months anniversary tonight, you know, our stalker, I feel like when she sees it, because she will, she's going to think that's what it means. And I'm just letting her know, because she will listen to this, because she listens to them all. She will listen to this. Now she will know that's not the case. It is 8 months on my show tonight, guys. But it's 8 months today that I met Cody Murphy.
You've been on the show.
Yeah, I've been on the show. It is 8 months that we have been friends today, and that we have done this show, and we have been besties ever since. And
I think we've been friends. So we've been friends.
Go ahead.
A little bit prior to this, we've been friends a little bit.
Yeah, like we met before
you,
but fun story. I thought he was a creep. I thought he was somebody stalking me. I'm not even going to lie. He tweeted at me the first time ever. He tweeted at me. He was like, I have a radio show. You should check it out. And I'm like, okay, who's this guy? And I was kind of like, whoa. And then I was like, creep, I don't know you, and you're just tweeting at me. And then he DM'd me, and I was like, whoa, just tweeted you once, and you DM'ing at me. And I'm like, whoa, crazy. And then we started having an actual conversation, and then I was like, okay, he's chill. We'll see how this goes. And then, like, okay, he can hang. And then that was, like, we met, like, a week before I came on the show, or, like, a few days. And then we did the show the first time ever. And I was like, okay, he's cool. It worked. Because I listened to some shows, and I realized he wasn't BSing me to try and, like, murder me. Because I get that impression from people on the internet.
Exactly.
All people. It's not personal. Like, if you tweet me on the internet,
it's
I don't know you.
It, yeah.
I think you're a serial killer, most likely. Because that's how I've been raised. So, like, I used to think if I gave people some Twitter my phone number, they would come kill me. And then I realized they can't find me just by my phone number. So, anyway, that was a thing. And then I came on the show the first time, and it was great. And the rest is history, obviously, because y'all have been here through the rest. So, yes, it's 8 months on the show today. It's, like, eight months. Friendiversary, that's a good word. I like that word.
Friendiversary.
Even though I knew
him
a few days before, we didn't really hit it off till the show, so we're going to say that because it all ties together, and that's only one day I have to remember. We are not a couple. You can ship us if you want. Just keep it to yourself. How about that?
I think, if I'm not bad mistaken, I think you actually started following me first.
Did I?
I did. If I'm not bad mistaken.
He tweeted at me, and then I followed him. I was like, oh, he's cool. He tweeted at me, and I followed him, and he followed back. That's right, guys. I made the first move. And then he DM'd me, and I was like, shit, this guy wants to stalk me. No, that's how I feel, and people don't care, because I have had a real Twitter stalker, a real freak. It was before Cody, I think. Yeah, it was before Cody. This guy, he's a little older than me. He's like 22. Anyway, he tweeted me. And he told me, there was a Twitter chain, and it was like, quote this tweet with a selfie, and whoever retweets it thinks you're gorgeous, or something like that. So I did, and this guy tweets me, and he tells me I'm gorgeous, and that my eyes are pretty, and I'm like, oh, that's really sweet, thanks. I thought it was a girl, because it was like, well, I can't say that, I'll give it away, but I thought it was a girl, because of the profile picture. It was like a TV character, and I was like, oh, it's a girl. So we're talking, and he DMs me, and it's a guy, and he's hitting on me, and I'm like, I don't know how to handle a Twitter stalker who wants to, like, date me. That's weird. I don't know him. Then he kept saying things to me, and I got lots of winky faces. Like, I feel the winky face can make any sentence dirty. Like, it doesn't matter if it's a dirty sentence or, like, something that's supposed to be flirty. I feel like the winky face, that punctuation, can make it that way.
Yeah.
And we'll just say there was lots of winky faces. And it was very weird. We got really close. Like, I was, like, really close friends. We were really close friends. I was like, okay, I'm cool with this. But, like, he had a thing for me, which was super weird. So I'm like, I'm not going to date somebody from the internet. That's how you get killed. Have you not seen the Craigslist killer? And then I was like, this is freaky. And now he found somebody else to prey on because he never tweets me anymore. Even though I send messages to be polite and friendly, I don't ever get them back. He found somebody else to tweet at because I see it on my timeline. So, you know, this is what I expect when some random strangers approach me on the internet, because it's happened before.
Right.
In case anyone's curious.
Exactly. I understand.
It happens, guys. It happens.
It does. But, anyway.
But you got to take them, you got to chalk up your losses. Whatever.
You do.
Guys, but, oh my gosh, I found the coolest thing on the internet, and I think I'm going to buy it. They have a ring on the internet. On the internet. I say it like it's just all over the internet. On Etsy, found a ring. On the inside of this ring, it's a heart, but on the inside, it has a date on it. And I was like, I should buy this ring. It's like, what would I put on there? I don't have a significant other, except my radio show.
Hey, so, have you been on Amy Rowland's Etsy store?
Yes, I can't afford her stuff.
I never have.
Cool, but it's expensive. She has gorgeous stuff, but it's so expensive, I can't afford it. This ring, though, it's expensive, too. That's why I don't have it yet. But you stamp a date on the inside, so I'm like, I should stamp the date of our first show on there. And then I was like, I'm going to order this when I get paid. And then I ordered lots of other things, and it never happened.
And it never happened.
Well, no, I went shopping, and, yeah, you guys know I took you with me. We did some girlfriend shopping, remember, guys?
Yes, we did.
So,
what
yeah,
was it,
well,
about 2 weeks ago?
That was 2 weeks ago on Halloween. Well, no, here's what happened, to recap. So the week before that, I went shopping, and I spent like $40, and I was like, I can't believe I spent $40. Then I went to Walmart on Halloween, and y'all went shopping with me, and I spent $40 more. Okay? Then the next day, or 2 days later, I went shopping again, and there was $40 more, and I was like, now I'm going to be poor. And so I have yet to order. I have an Amazon order, like, fixed out to pay. I have to pay it. Mm-hmm. But now I spent all my money shopping.
Wow.
So, yeah, I haven't bought this ring yet, but I'll let you guys know, because I need a new ring, my frog ring. You know, guys, I always wear a frog ring. If you know me, you know that. I have a little froggy ring, and I wear mm-hmm. it on my right hand, on my left hand, on my class ring. The frog broke. I was so sad. I had a sterling silver little frog, and the band broke. And so there, you can't fix it unless you want to solder it back together, and it's, like, such a thin piece, so I'm afraid to do that. I was like, I need a new one. And I found the heart-shaped one because I was short rings. And I was like, I like this one, and I can put that on the inside. But then I never ordered it. So maybe eventually, yeah. Well, who knows. They have rings that look like crowns. And I'm like, this princess needs one of those. Like, you know, yeah. Emily needs a ring that has a crown on it. Because it
yes,
fits.
I do know that. I do know that.
Yeah, he deals with me every day. He knows I'm a diva. I'm not a diva. I'm a princess. There's a difference.
Yep.
Different.
Just go on your Instagram. Just on your
Instagram
name.
Yeah, my Instagram is, guys, that's a self-promotion moment. Instagram is Princess Cassadon, all one word. If you can't spell Cassadon, you shouldn't be following me on Instagram anyway. Now, I feel like that's a good rule. Twitter, you all know my Twitter. If you don't, then get out.
Yeah.
Facebook's just my name. It's the only my middle name that sounds like a you problem. And then... See what else? Like, there's more social networks. Hit me up on Words with Friends. It's EmilyC0915 because Cody won't play with me. He won't play. I texted him and I was like, play Words with me. And he's like, what? And I'm like, play. And he's like, no.
I don't play games on Facebook.
It's not a Facebook game. It's an app. And you can download it. And it is so fun. I got my stats teacher is going to download it. Miss Post. Shout out to Miss Post for saying she played Words with Friends with me. And I just love that woman so much. Anyway, to recap tonight, just in case anyone's curious, to recap, if you're just tuning in, 542. GH was crazy this week.
It Laura was. There's so much
solid.
We couldn't even talk about it.
Yeah, there was just so much to say, and I just couldn't function. Laura Wright was flawless. Kathleen Gaddy, her braid did a great job this week.
Was flawless.
8 months on the show.
Yep.
I'm going to be on TV.
Yep.
Cody and I, we're not a couple. We're not married. Somebody thought we were married, too, by the way.
Wow.
I forgot to tell you that. Somebody thought we were married. And I was like, you know me.
Wow.
17. We're not married.
Yeah,
I'm not married, guys. I'm in high school. You can't.
Right, exactly.
They don't have bring
wow.
your husband to school day. Anyways, no, I'm glad we can joke about it. Like, I'm glad that we're, like, good enough friends where this can be funny and, like, not weird. I mean, it's weird, but
exactly,
it can be
right.
funny. Can be fun. Right. We can make fun of these people. And mm-hmm. to the Twitter stalker, we appreciate it. It's flattering. And if you want to ship us, because you told me you were, keep it to yourself.
Go ahead.
Just keep it to yourself. We
yeah,
know
exactly.
we're we do it on purpose. Like, we know we're entertaining. We do that on purpose, too.
Right.
It's an effort. It's not a...
Oh.
And we're not married. Whoever...
Right.
I don't remember who thought that, but somebody said... Was
I don't
like,
know.
Are you married? And I'm like, no. We're not.
All right, I think
no.
I'm gonna...
With
I'll
that,
go
we
because
just
we've only got like a minute, so.
All right, that was a fun recap show. They should all be this fun.
Yes, it was.
All righty, peace out.
I'll talk to you later, Em.
Bye.
All right, bye. Here. Real quick, I just wanted to say again, Monday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, we have the lovely and talented Miss Krista Earle on the show. And I think you guys heard all the rest of the announcements. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.